1 Corinthians 14:3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. We're not going to cover prophecy as one of the Holy Spirit gifts because there is already so much stuff out there. But there doesn't appear to be much discussion about exhortation as it applies to prophecy. As seen in 1 Corinthians 14:3, we can easily see Paul is connecting exhortation with prophecy. In Acts 15, when they read aloud the letter from the council in Jerusalem, everyone was joyful and happy and ran over with gladness because of its encouragement or exhortation. Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, exhorted or encouraged, comforted, and strengthened the church with many words. Judas, not the traitor, and Silas had prophetic gifts, and within that gift they also exercised the gift of exhortation. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me if we've got the gift of exhortation, there has to be some elements of a word of knowledge. I mean, you've got to have an idea of what to exhort about, and that knowledge doesn't come from the library, but from God if it's going to pierce to the heart and to the very marrow of our bones where it is the most effective. I mean, we can't just go around saying stuff that isn't even relative to someone's situation. Exhortation is far more focused and specific than that. It seems to me that the gift of faith, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12:9, is another element of exhortation. After all, in order to exhort well, we must believe God at His word that our actions and speaking in the moment are the right thing to do. Passion and compassion should also be part of the foundation of our exercising the gift of exhortation. A cold, indifferent, and uncaring soul only imparts bitterness and apathetic observations in the end. Obviously, insight, wisdom, and kindness are also intrinsic to the prophetic nature of the gift of exhortation. The gift is obviously a very important gift in the church today. How many times have we all not done the right thing, even when we knew to do the right thing? In my own life, it is obvious. Sometimes, even on my best day, I hear the word, but don't do it. I know the truth and even concur with it, but sometimes I just don't do it. I know better than to be angry and ungraceful. I agree with the word of the Lord to not be angry, but there I am, walking in the grocery store and some elderly person is taking too long to decide, and in my unhumble opinion, it is a most mundane decision. In a flash, man, I am instantly hot, and I zoom around them, cutting too close, just so they'll know I'm perturbed with them. I know better, but there I am. And I wonder to myself as to why did I think it was so important that I needed to make sure they knew I was irritated with them. Like that person really needed to know that? There are so many times we say, "Oh yeah, I need to do that and I certainly will do it." But we get caught up in other things and let it slide, though we really should do what we say. It seems we are all natural born procrastinators. "Well, I'll get to that tomorrow." And yet tomorrow never gets here. My wife passed me an article from the Washington Post titled, "The Real Reasons You Procrastinate." After a week or so, she asked me if I'd read it. My reply was that I was going to get to it in a little bit. Sometimes we just need someone to come along and say, look, get in there and do it now. That's exhortation. In light of that, I'll add, there are some people who do not have the gift of exhortation. They don't comfort us, but more irritate us. It sort of makes you want to tell them to keep their advice to themselves. You know what I'm talking about? When someone tells you that you should be doing something you know you should be doing, and it's just provoking and annoying. Suddenly we think it's not the gift of exhortation, but the curse of nagging. It's not so much what was said, but who was saying it. But when someone with the gift exhorts us, there is applicably some sort of Holy Spirit persuasion about it all that legitimately leaves you motivated to do what you know you should.